This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to another Joy 94.9 podcast.
Bringing a whole new meaning to community. Joy 94.9.
You're on Joy 94.9, it's Paul Anthony with you. When you're out and about, sometimes you come across some people that you've never ever before seen in your life, start a conversation, and you find out that they like to do a bit of dancing. So let's start off first with Brenda. She joins me in the studio from Matilda. Brenda, welcome to Joy 94.9.
Thank you, Paul.
What does Matilda stand for?
Matilda stands for the Masters and the Independent Line Dancers Association. We've been together now in Victoria probably 12 years. The organisation started in Queensland with the line dancing there.
For those who don't know what line dancing is, what does a line dancer do? Except dance in a line, I guess.
They do. They dance in line, in grids actually, to music. It used to be mostly to country music, but these days we dance to practically anything on the radio. Well, most of the pop music anyhow.
You've also got an online club magazine that's been going on for ages.
The Matilda Mag?
Yeah.
Yes, that comes from Queensland. Jan Wiley, the president of Matilda and the editor, puts out that magazine. Members from all over the world contribute, so it goes out everywhere, like New Zealand, Sweden, Spain, UK, Singapore.
Does Matilda get to go over to all these places as well?
Actually, saying that, I've just come back from Singapore with a line dancing workshop that Jan Wiley actually run there in the Singapore Club and one of the high school halls.
You hold competitions, dance marathons around Australia, but not only that, you also raise a lot of money for a lot of charities.
We do. Over the years, we've raised money for the Starlight Foundation, Crohn's and Colitis, the Cancer Research. This year, of course, we're raising money for Kawasaki disease.
Kawasaki disease. And when I first had a chat to you, I naively thought it was something to do with motorbikes. Didn't really, but I thought perhaps maybe it was.
As do most people.
I'd never heard of it.
No, neither had I until I was approached, actually, by one of our line dancing members at local Nunawading Hall, Lynn Woods, who knows someone that is involved in the Kawasaki and, you know, wanted us to raise money for them. So we looked at it and here we are.
We're currently having a chat with Brenda Bianca from Matilda, and she's the treasurer in Victoria. And up next, we're going to bring in Ailey and Shirley. Before I bring the ladies on, why did you pick Kawasaki disease?
Because someone put up their name and we didn't know who they were. The information came to us along with two or three others, and the committee saw Kawasaki as a worthwhile cause.
Kawasaki Disease Foundation Australia is a national non-profit parent-led charity dedication to advancing Kawasaki disease issues by raising awareness, supporting families, promoting and supporting research, as well as striving to increase early diagnosis and treatment. Well, to tell us all about what Kawasaki disease is, because I can tell you it's not a motorbike disease, is Ailey and Shirley from the Kawasaki Disease Foundations and their co-founders. Welcome to Joy 94.9.
Thank you.
What is Kawasaki disease?
Well, Kawasaki disease is an illness that affects children predominantly. It will affect any child, but most predominantly between the ages of 2 and 5. And records show that it has affected boys more than girls.
Right. And what does it do?
Well, it presents with very serious and ugly virus-like symptoms, although it can't be categorised as a virus because it hasn't been proven medically. However, it produces red swollen eyes, cracked bleeding lips, strawberry tongue, a rash all over the body, and the most serious complication is the dilation of the blood vessels, and they swell up around the heart arteries.
Sounds very gross, doesn't it?
Yes, it's horrible.
And how come it only affects kids and not people who are older?
There have been very few cases reported of older people, but that's why we're promoting and raising money for awareness and research, that we can find out the answer to these questions.
As co-founders, were you just having a chat one day? Has it affected your own children?
My son actually had it when he was 7. He was one of the ones that's a little bit older. That was 14 years ago. Back then, there was absolutely no information available. So over the years, I sort of tried to find out and help other people when I heard about them. And Ailey actually found me through a website which my son has set up. He's doing it himself at the moment, as he's a webmaster.
How old's your son now?
Just turned 21.
And has that affected him much throughout his life?
He actually did have heart damage. He had a large aneurysm in his artery, which at the age of 14 he had to have an adult bypass.
Oh, gee. Because you don't normally get them until you're kind of like over 60 or 30.
A lot of children end up with a coronary artery bypass or aneurysms.
Is this disease fatal? Like, is there many sort of recorded deaths, and how soon does that happen in a child?
There's not actually a lot of deaths now, but, well, ones that are recognised or recorded. But we actually did have a member in New South Wales who lost her six-month-old twin last year. So she's now fundraising with her family up there for us as well.
And approximately 200 Australian children are diagnosed each year. That's pretty extreme, isn't it?
It's actually the leading cause of acquired heart conditions in children. So that's why awareness and early detection is very important.
So how do you go about detecting? I know you're not medical doctors, but have you learnt in the process of setting up this foundation?
Yes, well, obviously you need to look for the key signs, but unfortunately the symptoms are very similar to other symptoms, to other illnesses. So, you know, we just ask the parents to be advocates for their children and to be aware of the complications that could arise. And because a lot of Kawasaki disease has gone undiagnosed and undetected, they're the children that end up with the aneurysms and problems for the rest of their lives.
Because they're not picked up at the start.
That's right.
So, Shirley, how does your son now coping along at 21? Is he clear from Kawasaki disease, or does he still have it?
Well, he'll never be clear. He's got to be monitored for the rest of his life. And he's on aspirin, whereas before he was on warfarin for 7 years, which also caused a lot of problems. But now he's basically fine. And actually, when he turned 21 in January, he did a tandem skydive. That was his wanted to do for his birthday, so that was good that he can actually do things now that he couldn't do earlier.
See, if I was going skydiving, particularly on a holiday, I'd do it on the last day, just in case. How does it make you feel as co-founders of an organisation that Matilda has picked up to come and raise some money?
We're absolutely thrilled that they've chosen us as their charity to raise money for this year. Obviously, being a very small group, we find it very hard to get the funds, so we're really thrilled that they've taken us on board.
There you go, Brenda. Well done.
Yes, thank you.
What's other ways that we can help Kawasaki disease? Because you do other fundraising events too, don't you?
We do, yes. Your listeners could go on to kdfoundation.org.au, and we have a list there of our other fundraisers and all the information that they require to learn more about Kawasaki disease. We're always looking for more committee members. You can express your interest there on our website and we can get back to you.
What's expected of a committee member? What do they do?
They just need to be in contact with us. A lot of our work is done via email, and we have meetings and just getting some ideas on different fundraising and the way that we can continue to promote and raise awareness. If Kawasaki disease is detected within the first 7 to 10 days, there's a very, very good chance the children don't have any complications for the rest of their life. We're really passionate about making sure that that doesn't happen.
So the more people knowing about it,
yep,
the better it's going to be. Foundation is registered with the Ritchie Supermarkets Community Benefits Program. So if you shop at either of those stores and would like to nominate Kawasaki Disease Foundation to receive your donation, you can contact them for a card. So every time you shop there, money goes towards you guys. All donations over $2 are tax deductible. Ailey and Shirley from Kawasaki Disease Foundation. I hope it all goes well. If that makes any sense,
yes,
if it all goes well, because it does.
Paul.
No worries. Thank you for coming in to Joy. Thank you very much to Brenda Bianca from Matilda. All the best with your dance, and say hello to all the girls that I met that day as well.
Yes, I will, Paul.
Fantastic.
Thank you to Joy for having us.
Joy 94.9, the only radio station in the country that's out and proud. Joy, Joy, Joy 94.9.
This has been another Joy 94.9 podcast. Joy 94.9 is a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station committed to providing a voice for the diverse GLBTI communities. You can support our work by becoming a member or making a donation. For details, go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.